The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Do I have a vagina?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
If you have to ask yourself.
Mark. Yeah. If you're looking in the mirror at yourself there, Mark, and you say,
do I have a vagina?
You do. All right.
Mark. Perfect, Lundholm. Man. You keep your job for another week. You do nothing, look through the window, voyeuristic prick.
You answered your own question.
Curtis Matthews with us, too. Mark Lundholm, they're at the funnybone.omaha.com is a website for tickets tonight for one more show, the Addicts Tour.
Yeah, and the show last night, grateful to the group that came out, yep. You know.
They were digging it, huh?
Yeah, they were a Saturday night crowd. They were cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
How much coffee did you go through, Carl?
Oh, we had 2 100-cup percolators, and
people
I don't think we threw
coffee?
That much All right. out. All
right. That was just in the green room.
Yeah. With his Red Bull. Yeah.
And his vagina.
And his vagina.
God, I deserve that one.
That's okay. It was a nice story. We turned it into something moment. That
And when Mark and Curtis come to town, are there a record number of people out on the patio smoking?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it weighs it down.
There is like
surprise doesn't collapse into the taco bar.
There is a cloud of smoke over the club.
She said, first thing I walk in last night, she goes, hey, come here. Did you see my sign?
What's this?
On the door up to the patio, the slide, the glass door, it says, use the ashtray.
Oh,
ashtray's underlined.
Oh, man.
Right?
People throw them off the roof?
No, they just stand there and stamp them out. And then
you alcoholics. Straighten your ass off.
And they did. I yelled at a couple of people. Yeah. I put up my signs.
Yeah.
All is well.
The first time we came to Omaha, this was funny. I looked out in the crowd and I just saw a big plume of smoke.
Oh, back when you could smoke
somebody
in
was
a club.
No, somebody was vaping.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because we're like, hey, that's kind of smoking. Maybe you shouldn't, unless the club said, like, what? You know, typical. We don't follow rules.
No,
so.
Yeah.
A lot of vaping, too.
Do you remember when the club was at next to
the old club.
Divots?
Yeah, the old club, yeah.
And you could smoke in it at one point. I've come here that long.
Yeah.
And by the time I got on stage,
I bet you it was pretty bad.
It was
especially
just
on the
thick.
The Addicts nights, right?
You know how the plane takes off and it pulls through the clouds
yeah.
and then it hits clear?
Yeah.
That was the stage. You'd get to the point and you go, oh, up here the air is rare, right?
Yeah, that
but
is weird.
And then they have a non-smoking section.
Oh, I know.
I know.
You know, you want to sit in smoking or do you want to sit in coughing?
I know.
Right? Because the smoke knows where to go.
It is crazy.
Oh, it's hilarious.
We all live that way.
Yeah. Honest to God, the next day, after working at a club like that or the bone where people would smoke, everybody smokes in the Midwest anyway.
Right, yeah.
So I would open the closet in the hotel room and I would hear from my shirts.
Oh, Craig's looking back on the good old
hey,
days.
Hey, Forlorn, what's going on over there?
Nah, don't talk to me.
What's up?
Going to play Who's Older?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know how to play Who's Older, Mark?
Oh, I sure do. Why? What are you doing later?
Yeah.
You want to see
Who's
my
older?
Vagina?
Once again.
No.
Our comedian buddy, Greg Morton, Canadian Greg Morton. You guys know Craig at all? You ever seen him? Oh, he's a headliner. Like, you don't run into each other. But back last summer, we asked him if he wants to play Who's Older, and he didn't know how to play the game. And he said it's called Who's Older.
Now, to look at the guy.
You wouldn't think he's mentally handicapped.
Well, and you wouldn't think he's Canadian.
No, no, he's a black man.
Yeah, because he's a black guy.
Right.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. He's also
what
a dumb
guy. What position does he play?
But he said, I don't know how to play. How do you play Who's Older? So we just ask people, do you want to play Who's Older? Yeah. You got to play
Now,
it.
We do have rules.
Oh, yeah. I'll grab that later.
But that may take a while to bring those up.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to play Who's Older? Portia de Rossi, it's her birthday today.
That's Ellen's partner, right?
Yeah. Yes, and Minnie Driver, it's her birthday today.
Both hot. I like Minnie Driver.
I do, too. I like that new show she's on.
You said she's
Speechless,
good in that. Yeah,
I think it's called.
And that kid's really got that, what's he have? MS?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's it on?
One of the major channels that's not CBS.
I think it's ABC.
Yeah, oh, I think it is, too.
It's a network show.
Portia, yes. I'd say Minnie Driver's older.
I would say that, too.
I'll say Minnie Driver's younger.
Curtis,
you're here too.
I was just thinking about Minnie Driver.
Mark,
sorry.
I know,
the game is not called Who's Younger.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You don't know how to play
I think Portia de Rossi is older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minnie Driver is older by 3 years.
All right. You lost, Curtis.
Damn
you
it.
Suck at this game.
Yeah. Damn it.
Let's play a game called Who's Whiter?
This room.
Yeah. Let's play Whose Jokes Are Older.
I could get snowblind in this one.
Mark would win that.
Oh, I don't know.
Colleen Zazing.
Didn't Lundholm say he thought Minnie Driver was younger? Or did I miss
he did. Yeah, he did.
He did.
He did. So
I lost.
As did I. I said the same thing, but I said older.
Yeah, you lost too.
Those guys were both wrong. We were right.
Right.
I feel like we just started playing kickball.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
this
we like to,
serious.
We brag about stupid stuff. Oh, we get this wrong a lot, but when other guys get it wrong, we ride them.
You got your game face on, don't you, there, hacker?
I'm not playing.
He knows. I'm only
the ref.
He reads it.
I'm only the officiant of the game. I don't care who wins.
Craig invented.
Well, you know what?
Craig
You're
invented
a snooty
the game,
dude.
I can be.
Yeah.
Craig invented the game.
Yeah, but obviously we need to explain the rules to Lundholm too. Because he went, the game is not who's younger.
It's who's older.
Point taken, man. I'm going to go back to Canada.
Yeah.
Do we need to play the rules for him?
No, I got to find
him. All right. And for the record, something that came up earlier today.
Yeah.
Spam is chopped pork shoulder meat mixed with ham. 90% of spam is pork from a pig's shoulders. The remaining 10% or so comes from the pig's buttock and thigh, better known as ham.
Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know the percentage.
Yeah.
There are no
ham's
non-meat
older.
Fillers, they are not allowed pig snouts, lips, or ears.
Okay, I'll say that the pork shoulder meat is older.
Exactly. The pork buttock.
Yeah, is older? Are you taking the other end there?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Because you can't say it's younger, evidently. Fries people's bacon.
Let it go, Mark, because their show.
Okay, that's a lot less byproduct
than
I thought.
Here's the rules to Who's Older.
Who's older? Who is older? One guy was born before the other. That makes him older. Who's older? All right, here we go. Who's older? Who is older? One guy was born before the other.
Get that?
That makes him older.
Yes.
So who's older?
All right.
Craig.
This is the stupidest thing.
I know.
It is.
That's not even us. This is not a highly produced show, obviously. It's our listeners do that.
Somebody send you that?
Yep. Ain't us. It's really stupid. But we don't even vet it. Oh, that's okay. Let's play it.
Do you play the game just to run that jingle?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
That's going to be
sometimes
in my head all day.
Yeah. Who's older?
Yeah, we got a slow jam master in Joplin, Missouri that just drops those on us from time to time.
I don't know if master works right here.
Oh, no, they're horrible.
Right.
Oh, they're horribly bad, and he knows that.
But masterful by this show's standards.
Yeah. Well, that's lowering the bar.
That's true.
I'll say that Todd is older.
All right.
You'd be correct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Wow. Although we weren't playing the game. So you're a little misguided there.
Boy Scouts of America lifting their ban on transgender boys.
Yeah, that surprised me, man.
They said that they will start accepting applicants, quote, based on the gender identity indicated on the application.
Now, can local Cub Scout troops deny people because they're,
the Boy Scouts of America.
All right, good. That's a blanket policy?
This comes down from
lifting
high above?
Their ban.
All right.
So there's no local jurisdiction?
Come on.
Boy Scouts of America.
So some guy in some little shorts can still tell a kid he can't join, though?
Locally. I'll say that boy is older than cub.
Boy Scouts are older than spam.
Yeah. He's right there.
He may be right, yeah.
He's right there, yeah. All right. Well, good for them. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It was in 2013 that they lifted their ban on openly gay scouts. A couple of years later, they also revoked their ban on gay adult leaders.
Boy, slow down. You're going too fast there.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You might become inclusive. What the hell?
There was never a ban on closeted.
No, gay adult. They invented those outfits.
Or extra camping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Boy Scouts were don't ask, don't tell for years?
I kind of were.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
They were.
Yeah, because if you did tell.
You're out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. A couple of notes for the Deadpool. California Governor Jerry Brown continues to be treated for prostate cancer.
He's cool.
He's going to get renewed radiation treatment.
All right. So that's keep on your draft board then.
Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega on house arrest to undergo brain surgery.
He's been in jail since when? The 80s?
Reagan put him in jail.
89.
Yeah, 89. Okay. Do you have Noriega? You got it.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I'm one of the few people, I've had him on my list for years.
Well, I think a lot of people don't remember him.
Okay.
Like you do.
That's kind of why I have him on my list.
Greg's older.
it scares me that you've had a Deadpool list.
Well, we all do.
Long.
Oh,
all
we have draft. Oh.
Yeah, we've been playing
there's
this
a draft
game.
Board. You have, I mean, throughout the year, when you hear that someone might not be doing well to the point of untimely demise, you write it down, and then at the end of the year, when it's time to come up with your new list, you kind of look into all these things and say, which of these am I actually going to put on my list?
Well, some of them are timely demises, because, you know, they're 94, 95. You wouldn't call that an untimely demise.
Well, it depends on, you know, if you're family.
If you're
it's always untimely.
Yeah, right.
I think the big whiz upstairs decide what's timely.
All right,
Then we're predicting what the big whiz upstairs is thinking.
Good.
Not doing well, I'm not anyway.
This year, so far, right?
Yeah.
You're not going anytime soon.
No, he's talking about his Deadpool list, not him.
Oh. Yeah, my list.
Yeah, because you're too grumpy to go. People that are ornery like you, they hang around forever. It's like a fart in the mall.
We could be here a long time.
Do you have rules of the Deadpool? Rules of the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sucks, guys. That's hard. No. Yeah.
That's all we heard.
Then it could be on the show.
We do. We do have rules.
But we don't have a song about it.
No.
And some of us don't believe in the whiz.
No. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, whatever, happy accident in your favor.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
But Greg,
I get that.
Greg's Deadpool list is on our website, and there's like 700 people on this thing this year, probably, right?
I have no idea anymore.
Jerry Brown's like a cockroach, got to be honest. That guy's been around forever.
I know,
out in California. Brown, his dad, and we like him a lot. I think Gavin
Newsom. I like Jerry Brown, too, man. I love that because he came out right away saying, you know, Trump, he ain't working here.
He was my hero when I was a kid.
I know. Yeah. He's been around forever.
You know
I interviewed Jerry Brown in the early 90s. What?
Who did he date?
Jane Fonda.
No.
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, man. I had a poster of her in my room.
Oh, right? Yeah.
When he was dating her, a couple times. Yeah.
Tube socks and roller skates.
The jean shorts.
Yeah, that's right.
She wore jean shorts, too, a lot. Yeah,
I think it was jean shorts.
Yeah.
And when he started dating her, I thought, God, that is a man.
That was cool.
Oh. Or did you have a poster of the fatter Linda Ronstadt?
From the 80s?
No.
This was early. This was the cute one where, you know, she had the jean shorts.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And he was dating her.
Yeah, he was dating
her. And a voice. What a voice.
Yeah.
See, that's not good for Jerry, though. Most prostate surgery, they detect early now, and you can get it with surgery. If he's got to go to radiation,
renewed.
No, radiation does work. Radiation does work.
Well, it might be those pellets.
Pellets. It works.
Yeah, and those work. So I don't know.
This was first treated in 2012.
Oh, okay.
I'm familiar with the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. 012. You actually said that?
Yeah, because there is an O before the 12.
That's how you say it?
No wonder he's angry. You're pissing him off.
I know. I'm doing this on purpose, too.
I know you are.
You have a problem with 012?
No.
Or would you rather I just say 12? And then you'd be confused.
Right. Last century, if it was 912.
When I say 012, you are not confused. If I just said 12, you would have been, and I don't want to confuse you.
I would rather be confused than angry.
No, I don't think you would.
I don't think so.
Because I think confusion turns to anger.
I don't believe that for a second.
This is one of my favorite pieces ever. I've been here a lot of times. This is one of my favorite segments here. You know?
Greg being pissed?
You know, no.
He's kind of pissy.
Churning his butter's making my day.
I know, it is.
Don't put that on the tape.
My ears did perk up.
Oh my god!
I did turn around. Wait, like did he say that?
Like a puppy.
That's the best way not to stick to the tape. By the way, is to ask not to stick to the tape.
It is.
Journey. Yeah, sorry. So 012 was
I hope that was clear, Post. Look at that.
Is when he was first treated.
Yeah. You know it was clear yesterday, Mark. You didn't hear this yet.
It was in my mouth.
Yeah, it was in your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is that about me? Why we've been touring for years. Yeah. Finally, the secret's out.
Yeah, that was it. I said, where's your opening act?
It was in my mouth.
All right.
Ah, that's where I was. I was doing farm report radios yesterday while you guys were here.
You know what? You got kids? You got kids?
Puss does have a daughter, yep.
Yeah.
Puss has a daughter.
I can't imagine his answer when she says, Daddy, what do you do at work? Seriously, how are you going to answer that
I don't
with a straight
know.
Face and still look in the mirror and say, I'm a good dad?
Yeah. Let me give you an example, honey. Here's what I do.
Do I have a vagina?
There you go. That was a friend of ours who said
Daddy,
that,
why
I clipped that out.
Daddy, why would he say that?
He's curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do ask a lot of dad questions.
I'm going to stop. No, I'm not going to stop talking, but I'll tell you what.
You do that butter one. I hope that butter one stuck. Like I just said.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Has your son ever seen your act?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got different versions.
Yeah, you do. I mean, he didn't see the dirty act because you're dirty, man. You can be dirty.
I got about five different flavors.
Yeah, I know.
Every joke has five different, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you do the.
He's seen me do the PG show.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, and he's
Does he know what you're doing though? I mean, he's five, is a weird age.
Is he impressed?
Well, he's nine. So
he's nine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And yes, five is a weird age, but this one's nine.
I think he was five in 012. But he's
dicks.
He's
good one though. Good one. That
Thank
was
you.
Craig.
When you hear Tyler say good one, you scored. Because we have rules. But no, he gets it. But that version is gettable.
Got
for,
it.
For a 9-year old, it's base.
Yeah,
he really likes comedy.
Yeah.
He really likes it.
That's cool.
And he has favorites. He wants to listen to Raw Dog on
Sirius.
Oh,
he does.
Yeah. And some of that's too...
Pretty hardcore.
He's a big Larry the Cable fan.
He loves Larry the Cable.
Well, that's about his mentality.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He loves... The 9-year-olds love Larry.
His mother is a fan.
Yeah, right.
Huge fan. Right. Huge fan. But he comes up with his... Okay, here's the joke that we wrote together. I helped him with the wording. Mm-hmm. But his idea was right on point.
Right.
He goes, Dad, are they going to build the wall? And I said, I don't know. He goes, is Mexico going to pay for it?
All right.
He goes, because they're asking Mexico. I go, yeah. He goes, well, I know who's going to pay for the tunnels underneath it.
Oh.
I said, who? He goes, drug dealers.
Oh, my God. There
and that was a question stuff. And I'll tell you what, the next couple of 2 days later,
right.
I saw it on the internet. I heard it from him first, and he doesn't read that stuff.
Yeah, of course he doesn't. No, you're right.
He already had the idea that, so he's an abstract thinker. It's joyful, you know, to listen to him. But he's funny.
He's got El Chapo on speed dial.
Yeah.
I know Grayson. Yeah. He's a smart kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
Yes, you can.
They love that.
Yes, you can.
That's creepy when you're driving across country in a car with him and you hear him go, Dad, can we? Oh, come on.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
Sorry, I stepped on.
Mark only gets kids for material. Most people have kids because they love them. Mark just needs an extra 10. So.
Well, because
he's got three, right? Yeah.
I do. My Courtney, the 28-year-old one.
She's 28 now.
Yeah, she's getting married in May.
Where she live?
She lives in Southern California, Orange County.
There's another one out there. There's a waitress's kid in there somewhere, right?
In Augusta, Georgia.
Got it. Right.
Hooters waitress.
Yeah, a waitress's kid.
Well, I knew that.
Wow. Yeah, the little Hooters boy.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 18.
All right. You guys still get along?
He and I do.
Yeah, okay, but not the.
Well,
She's
co-occurring. She's got some stuff going on.
Got it. Surprise.
It's tough for her. Right. He's a good kid. He's in college now. So the child support continues.
Do you look like him? Does he look like you?
He looks a lot like
him. So you know it's yours.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, wait, it always bothers the women that the kids look like Mark.
Oh, okay.
All three of them.
Oh,
like. Courtney has my bow legs and the nose.
Yeah, I know she did. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
Almighty.
I did not say that.
When she was...
Mark's vagina.
She
has Mark's vagina. Technically, that is your vagina.
Yeah.
Do I have a vagina?
Yeah. When she was four...
She's got Mark's vagina.
When she...
Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Yeah, eliminated my creepy line.
I did.
She
put him on the rim.
I don't think I needed to be here today.
No, she was 28, right?
She's 28.
I can make fun of her bow legs. She's 28. Yeah.
What is that the rule here?
No, all not right. at all. I'm just saying. You said she has bow legs like you. I said, oh, you didn't say that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen,
and, you couldn't have said that.
Oh yeah. Do I look that fragile about my kids?
No. She's,
no, God Almighty.
She's 28.
Yeah.
I get it.
When she was 4, we were at the movie theater, and. There was an empty seat on the end, mm-hmm. on the end of the packed, mm-hmm. right? And this guy comes down the aisle, and I'm sitting in the first seat next to the empty seat. Mm-hmm. And Courtney's on the inside, you know, right. she's protected. And the guy's got popcorn and stuff in his arms. Mm-hmm. He's a big guy, and he goes, is someone sitting there? And I said, no. And he goes, okay, he sat down. She goes, Dad, couldn't he see that?
Oh, there you go. Material. You're right, Curtis. And ask kids for material.
I go, yeah, he meant. She goes, well, then why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say, is that seat taken?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I thought, oh, it's the same girl that said, she goes, Daddy, were you paying attention? I go, sorry, I had a long day. She goes, how long was it?
Does this piss off all the women that all your kids have your sense of humor?
It annoys the yeah. hell out of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That's worth the price of admission.
You know what? Julie, Grayson's mom, yeah. she'll look at me once in a while and go, you know, I wish I'd have had a kid with anyone else. Anyone. I don't care if he pays child support. That kid,
Curtis,
I wish
we never met. Curtis, we never met Julie. Was she?
Julie's
she,
great.
She great? Okay.
Yeah. I like Julie. Yeah. But yeah, did that sounds see, like something Julie would say.
Did you see them breaking up when they
break up? I heard about it. Well, Mark and I are like, brothers.
I know. I was just saying, did you see it before he saw it?
No, okay. I don't think I did. No, okay. I thought they were doing okay. But right. He would tell me stuff, and then I would get more. But yeah, it seemed like it went bad pretty quickly.
All right, refresh us again. How many kids? How many different mamas?
Three kids, three different moms.
Okay. 28, 18, and 9?
Yeah. Every 10 years, I make one.
He spreads them out.
Yeah. Every 10 years. I'm about due this weekend.
Yeah, you are due this weekend. You are due this weekend.
Yeah, I am.
Don't say that. Somebody's listening.
Yeah,
I'll be
you're
in
right.
Houston.
I got one 28 in Orange County as well. Although I don't know if I exploit her for material. I'm sure I do.
Oh, yeah, you call them fat and lesbians.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Neither
yeah,
one of them
I do.
Yeah.
Do
that.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Because he wants to keep people away.
Right, just to discourage everyone.
Oh, you tell them that that's what they...
And neither one of them are heavy, or neither one of them are like women.
Are they cute?
Yeah, they're very cute. Yeah.
Darling.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're both with guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sad.
And it disappoints me because I raised them to be fat lesbians.
And they like their dad.
Right. And they didn't turn out that way. Somewhere I went wrong.
Yep. Mark Lunghorn with us.
It was in my mouth.
Yeah. Curtis Matthews.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
During the break, Mark. During the break. Yeah. Relax.
Your Tool headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.